My name is Vanessa Hartley. I'm an 8th generation Black Loyalist descendant from Shawville, Nova Scotia, currently living in Halifax, Mi'kma'ki. This weekend has been magical. It's been beautiful, hey? Yes. During the creation of the co-hosted speeches, as an environmental injustice advocate, thought I would be advocating on that topic. And it became a more personable experience that I shared with the crowd, which left me feeling very calm, you know, as it was taken care of almost. You know, I felt very complete in that speech. And so the creation of it was magical. And so I'm very blessed and filled with gratitude to have shared the stage with Mikhail Jean and the amazing work that has been done here. And so, you know, I had the opportunity to meet Madame Jean, and everything I had prepared was not presented on stage. We quickly learned that we had a dynamic, an energy, a synergy that was very alive, and we noted very quickly in the beginnings that we had an opportunity to make this very creative, very unique to who we were. And so we didn't plan for the inter-dialogue. We didn't plan for those things. They naturally occurred. I just very, very thankful to have shared that space and that time with Madame. I've learned so much from her already, and her kindness and graciousness as human, and the light that she brings within the room, you know? And so during the prep, we quickly realized the coinciding relationship between our two distinct histories, and it really put this unity perspective into perspective, in real perspective for me, because I find the conversation that's happening right now today is, how do we as the African diaspora collectively move together, right? And so what does that look like? What does that feel like? And that's the question that I can't answer, but I tried to provide space and thinking and reflecting on that. It was a beautiful moment hosted with her, and forever grateful for that. I would say I've always tried to share my message because it's always been a collective one. It's always been one of what was right or wrong. From a very young age in education, I experienced a lot of racism. Where I'm from, I know my skin is very light, but where I come from, this is typically as dark as we come. We are a community that has been eradicated almost, right? And so our families, our Black families and Indigenous families had to intermingle with white settlers. And so quickly our existence became lighter and lighter and lighter by the decade. And so it was a very interesting experience, I guess you could say. But my voice, it found me very, very young and very quick, I guess I would say, and all of that to say. But my advice is, don't neglect the value you have as a youth and as a Black folk or a Black person, right? We carry an undertapped knowledge and wisdom and value that has not been appreciated today or yet. But eventually, and hopefully, we will be. But I really do believe that the youth now are our now generation, and what they compose themselves of and what they hold is a power like no other. And so I have faith in our youth, and I always say this, as I'm not a, I always classify myself that I'm not a youth, but I am. And so when I say the youth are now, we are now. And my one main takeaway is, never be afraid to shine your light and to use. I'll speak in the moment, because what I've learned in my life is that nothing goes according to plan. I have planned a life, I've tried, and it's not always successful. And so we have to sometimes roll with the punches and jump over the hurdles that may occur at those moments. But it's okay, because sometimes that's what we need to kind of bring us back into that alignment, right? And so, yeah, I would just say continue to follow that destiny and that journey that feels right for you, per se.